leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Hello, America. I want to talk to you about a friend of mine named Rod Eccles. You see, Rod's made a career out of kicking ass, and do you want to know why? Because that's what Americans do. We don't talk pretty, and every now and then we step on a few toes. I'm okay with it, and I'm willing to bet you are too. I think we're ready for a healthy dose of truth, justice, and the American way. That's why I tune into Rod weekdays 9 to noon, and I pray to God you'll join me. So together, we can get back to making America great.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Program, the fastest 3 hours on internet talk radio is right here, powered by Zinc Media Arts. Here it is on Wednesday, hump day, September number 19 in the year of our Lord 2018. The hot rod line to call into the program is 603-499-7325. If you want to add your 2 cents, 3 cents, or whatever cents it is now because of inflation. So I'm sure it's not 2 cents anymore. It's probably more like a dime. Remember when you used to be able to do that? You know, you used to pick up the phone and say, your dime, my time. Because believe it or not, a payphone call used to only be a dime. Well, in my lifetime, I don't remember it being cheaper than a dime, but I remember it being a dime. 10 cents. Before, was it a 5 minute, 3 minute, 5 minute phone call, whatever? And now, what is it, 50 cents if you can find a payphone? Is that what it is? It's 50 cents, right, for 3 minutes or something? The only place I've actually seen payphones, no, I can't say that's the only place. But if you want a payphone, the best place to go to get a payphone is in an airport, or a bus station. Now, I don't even remember seeing a payphone in any of the commuter rail lines. The bus station here in the Concord area, there's no payphones there. But, I mean, there are at the bus station, the bus station in the main bus station in Boston, there's a few payphones in there. It's called South Station. But I don't think, in Concord, Manchester, I don't think there are any, at the bus stations there, I don't think there are payphones. I think, yeah, because your best bet is to go to an airport. Now, I have seen the rare public telephone out in public in front of a few commercial buildings. Even the mall doesn't even have, I don't know, literally, I have not been to the mall in 2 years. So I'm not sure if they still have them or not, or they've gotten some, but I don't think the mall has payphones. In fact, they used to be able to tell where the payphone was because all they did was, you know, the payphone stand, the whole thing that held up the payphone. They often left those in place for a long period of time, even though they removed the actual phone itself. And that's because everybody has cell phones, and a lot of people are very generous with their phone. If you notice that, you know, if you just walk, you know, my phone just died. Can I use yours really quick? You know, people will usually hand over the phone. Now, remember how much these damn things cost nowadays. You realize people are handing over something that is valued at or cost them anywhere between $500 and $1,000. And 99.9% of the time, the person makes their quick call or text and they give it back. It's that rare occasion that somebody tries to take off with it, somebody's phone. But I still find it that there are still good in human beings, still trust enough trust in people where you can hand over a device that is that expensive without even really thinking about it. I know I've done it. You know, somebody comes up to me someplace and my phone just died. And, you know, they'll put their phone in my face almost. It's, can I make a quick text or a phone call to have somebody come pick me up or do something? Yeah. Well, you usually have to unlock it. You know, if you have a code or something and you give them the phone and you probably get it to put it on the phone part of the phone so they don't go anyplace else in your phone. And you hand them the phone, they dial away and blah, 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 and then they hand it back. It's amazing how we still do that. We don't do that with anything else, I don't think. You know, you can't, a stranger won't come up to you and tell you that, ask you for your car and you hand it over. I mean, that's not going to happen, but you'll hand over the phone. Agent 0010 is reminding me that he forgot to mention something about the weapons funneling. It was verified by Senator Tulsi Gabbard, who happens to be a Democrat from Hawaii. The arms weapons funneling was verified by Senator Tulsi Gabbard, Senator Gabbard of Hawaii. He said, well, if it's coming out of Hawaii, most likely, just like California, they're going to be a Democrat. They're going to be a huge lib. By the way, it's Hawaii, which is Obama's home state, right? No, not Chicago. Chicago is his adopted home city. But Hawaii is his home state. It's where he was born, right? He was a liberal Democrat. I wouldn't say liberal. He was a leftist Democrat. This is why I stopped trying to use the term liberal. Because there is a difference between a liberal and a leftist. There is now a big difference between them. And it's created a schism within the Democrat Party, by the way. Because now you have the liberal wing of the Democrat Party, and you have the leftist wing, which is code for socialist wing. And there's also, the schism is made even wider and deeper because there is a big difference in ages. Usually the older people, like baby boomers and older, or even Gen X and older, tend to be liberal, where millennials and younger, in Gen Z, tend to sway towards the socialist part. Now, liberals, well, you can still see it a lot of times, even in people like Nancy Pelosi. Liberals still had a love for America. They still believed in America. Socialists and leftists don't. They hate this country. They think that we are the basis for all the world's evils. Even though we don't have anything to do with half the world, we're still the reason why the other half of the world that we don't deal with has tumult, and dictators. We're the United States is the reason why Venezuela went socialist, Democrat socialist, where Maduro could now walk into a restaurant and get served immediately his steak because nobody else can afford to eat out because the rest of the country basically is starving. I'm just saying. Any case, we continue on here. Oh, and he's also telling me that Senator Gabbard went to Syria without approval from the White House or the DNC. She went to Syria. Weren't there a couple of senators that went to Syria? Didn't John McCain go to Syria at one point? Now, I know he went to Iraq and Afghanistan. Did he also not go to Syria? There were a couple of senators that went to Syria and Iraq without really And these people shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't. They shouldn't be going. There's no need. They're not the ones that are conducting international diplomacy. That's the purveyance strictly of the executive branch or the president. Congress can come into play when it comes to treaties. But just about everything else, I mean, it has to go through the White House first. They don't need to go because all they do is go and muck things up. So evidently, she went there, Senator Gabbard, during the day. Speaking of a senator, and I do believe that this senator is also from Hawaii. Yes, Senator Mazie Hirono. That's Mazie Hirono, another Democratic senator, Democrat senator out of Hawaii. When it comes to this whole Kavanaugh thing, this is what she said. Senator Hirono told men to shut up and step up. All men need to shut up about this. When it comes to Brett Kavanaugh's sexual assault accusation. So men are being accused, but men don't have a right to defend themselves, I guess. We have nothing to say about it. She asked whether Hirono was asked whether her being one of four women on the Senate Judiciary Committee impacts the Kavanaugh confirmation proceedings. The senator says, "I just want to say to the men of this country, just shut up and step up. Do the right thing for a change. Not only do women like Dr. Ford, who bravely comes forward, need to be heard, but they need to be believed. They need to be believed. We cannot continue to victimize the smearing of someone like Dr. Ford." Well, what if she's lying? She can't even remember some of the important details of this so-called almost rape. Now, I keep saying almost rape instead of attempted rape because that's what she originally said, if I'm not mistaken, that Judge Kavanaugh almost raped me back in high school. Again, folks, we're talking high school some more than 35 years ago. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not saying that rape at any age is not, attempted rape at any age is not acceptable. But when you wait this long, I mean, this guy was moving up the judge ladder, left it, and she waits until now to come forward when the damage that was done to her mind, evidently, was what she's saying, was a lot clearer years ago. She didn't come forward. Now she's going to come forward. And she can't remember half the details. And it's a possibility that she wrote a similar letter accusing Judge Gorsuch of doing such the same thing. But just because a woman says that some man raped her or attempted rape her, we're supposed to believe them? It has been known and is known that women also lie about rape. We know this. Even during the Me Too era, we know the whole thing. That was lying. And it was all designed to keep them as even a Congress that was started. We all that was a weapon to keep him from running. And it worked. Whether or not he was actually considering running for office was irrelevant. They didn't want him running at all. They didn't even want him considering it. And Scott Baio, being the kind of person that he is, he just said, "You know what? I'm not dealing with this. Forget it." And he went quiet for a little while. That's exactly what they want. And the problem with Kavanaugh is he's not going quietly into the night. You know, they pulled similar kind of crap on. Remember Judge Bork? This is where you get this whole thing about, you've been borked. Well, Bork kind of quietly went away. Well, Kavanaugh isn't doing it. He's following in the footsteps of Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas says, "Oh, hell no, you ain't doing this to me. I ain't going nowhere. This is not a modern lynching for uppity blacks." And he could have just used the N-word, but he was, that's exactly what he meant. You know what he meant when he said it. I know what he meant. What Clarence Thomas was saying, this is a modern lynch for uppity niggers. Because he was moved out of his controlled space. He was not supposed to be an outspoken conservative judge who had the audacity to allow himself to be nominated to the Supreme Court. Judge Kavanaugh he should not have the audacity to even, once a single Democrat said no to Judge Kavanaugh, he should have respectfully bowed out. He has the audacity to continue. Well, if that's the case then, and you're tied to Trump, well, we're just not going to try to prevent you from being successfully placed upon the Supreme Court. We're going to destroy you. And what's the preferred method of trying to destroy someone today? Oh, with all the Me Too stuff? Oh, let's just accuse him of sexual impropriety. Now, understand, they also know that throughout his adult professional life, there is no impropriety there. Don't think that he didn't search. And you have all these, now more than 200 women have come to the defense of Kavanaugh saying, you know what? This is an upstanding, responsible, respectable guy. We love him. So there is nothing there in his professional life that they could go after. Because nobody would speak ill of him. So when Feinstein says, hey, I got this letter from this crazy chick out in California that said back in high school, now they're going to run with it. High school. Do you realize now that before you even know who you are or realize what you want to do, whatever you did going back to high school or probably even middle school should determine what you're capable of doing when you're 40 or 50 years old. So when you're 12 to 15 to 17 years old, that's something you did something stupid, but you've never done anything stupid since. You've been a straight upstanding adult. You learned your lesson from your childhood mistakes and you move forward and become a productive member of society your entire adult life. And you're old. You did something you had more than all of you. They say you're wrong. They have the proof. Just accuse. It's the seriousness of the accusations. Remember this. It's the seriousness of the accusations. And you people who are being accused, mostly men, well, you should shut up because you have no right to talk about this because women are the victims. Well, what about all the men who've been accused of rape who didn't do it? The woman lied. How about the men who were convicted of rape only later to be exonerated by modern DNA techniques? Don't tell me men need to shut up. We are just as much the victims as the women. Now, some ladies might, oh, no, Rod, that's going too far. Is it really? When it now comes to the point when this accusation, not even a provable one, this isn't even a provable accusation. If all these accusations take you out of consideration for anything, men are not a victim and we should just shut up. We should take it. We should lie down and just take it. Men who are convicted of rape, only later to, you know, decades later be exonerated of it. Oh, we're sorry, you didn't do it. Yeah, I've been telling you that for 30 years. You can't give them back 30 years of their life. But we're just supposed to sit down, lay down, shut up, and take it. Well, I'm sorry, but hell no. Rape is a terrible crime, and those who truly commit such a crime need to truly be punished. But I'm sorry. Women who falsely accuse men of this terrible crime should find that there is punishment for them. And all too often, they're not. Because, oh, you're victimizing the victim. Is the victim. But no matter what, now all of a sudden, if a woman shouts rape or attempted rape, she has to be believed. Even knowing the history of the past 30 years. Look, I understand that, you know, up until about 20 or 30 years ago, women were not taken seriously about a lot of times about rape, and it wasn't really pursued in many, many times. We know that, even in this country. But because of that, we're now supposed to sit down, shut up, and take it, even when we're being lied about. Lied about to the point where it destroys our careers, our livelihood, our families. No matter what. It doesn't matter when it took place, evidently. It could have been playing spin the bottle for all we know that, at this so-called party gathering. And this is what we're supposed to, this is what Kavanaugh and other men are supposed to shut up about. What are we supposed to put up? She hasn't presented any evidence. And remember, her own attorney says she doesn't have to. It's not her job to present the evidence. So in other words, what they're saying, all they have to do, literally, the Democrat Party is now telling us all they have to do now is find a woman who will accuse somebody and stand by that accusation, and that's all that counts. The accused, just because you were accused, you are now guilty. You don't have to be proven guilty. Forget about putting up a defense for yourself. Just sit down and shut up, because if they accuse you, then you must have done it. Really? Why is that? I guess she's got a PhD. Dr. Ford is a never-Trumper, is an anti-Trump activist and protester. She's a so-called Me Too member. And she runs around wearing those pink pussy hats. And did you also know that many of her own college students that have taken her classes where she's been the professor or teacher, they've given her low marks? She's not even liked by her own liberal leftist college students. That's how big of a nut job this woman is. How she still has a job, actually, reading some of the responses to people who know her, took her classes and things like that, I don't know how this woman is not in a straitjacket. Honestly. But, according to Senator Mazie Hirono, Democrat out of Hawaii, we men should just shut up and step up. Step up to what? Hey, they've obviously offered her to come forth to testify, and as far as I know right now, she hasn't answered them. I thought she was willing to testify. Yeah, we'll come. We even passed a lie detector test. Come to find out, her attorney gave her the lie detector test, not the FBI or some other police detective or something. See, we got it. She passed it. Well, we don't even know what the questions were. I think that's important, too. What were the questions of this? There is so little information that's being presented, because according to Dr. Ford's attorney, she doesn't have to provide any of that stuff. Well, she's the one making the accusation. Is she not? And then, of course, you have this wonderful bit of juiciness, this morsel. Hillary Clinton comes out of the woodwork again, looking rather haggard and looking like she's trying to get a Hollywood hairstyle, hairdo now. She got her hair did again. Got a different hairdo. She's been colored. She looks more blonde now. She's trying to look like Aunt Jennifer Aniston or something. In any case, not going to work. This is what Hillary Clinton had to say. give the benefit of the doubt to the court and the country, because Kavanaugh's accuser deserves the benefit of the doubt. Wait, this from a woman who's married to an accused rapist, who lambasted, debased, debunked. Well, she didn't really debunk anybody, but slandered all the women who accused Bill Clinton, her husband, of sexual impropriety. Remember the so-called bimbo eruption? She was in charge of calming the storm of the bimbo, or the volcano of bimbo eruption. And she tried to destroy all the women who accused Bill of things that they didn't want Bill to do to them. Hell, they even destroyed the woman who did want to have extramarital affair, sexual relations with the man. You know, we've got a sexual act now that is named after her, called a Lewinsky. And she was evidently, she was on MS Mess with Rachel Madcow. They're all happy about this. Maddow says, if Brett Kavanaugh's nomination is now hurtling into the suns, what sun, plural, suns, what suns? Which is what I think. And I'm happy about that. Now, she didn't say that, but that's exactly how she came across. And that's just my take on it. I don't know if what will be proven right or wrong. There is the question about how the Senate should handle this matter going forward. I mean, there is this screwy precedent now where Republicans would not let President Obama fill an opening on the Supreme Court created by the death of Justice Scalia for nearly a year until they got another shot at the White House. So this is all about getting even with Trump and the Republicans. You don't even know if, you know, she'll be proven right or wrong. She doesn't even care. She doesn't care if Dr. Ford is being truthful and if it actually happened, if what happened actually happened the way she thinks that she remembers it, if what she remembers, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. She said it. It's true. Even if it's not true, it's still true, and it should be used as being true to therefore punish President Trump for what they did to Obama. Now, frankly, I don't necessarily agree that they should have held off on a nomination, but considering what was at stake, I'm glad that they did. But remember, look, with advice and consent. Consent. That means that the president doesn't always get what he wants. Advice and consent. And that was put into the Constitution for a reason. It's something that leftists still don't get.
Warning. Listening to the Rod Eccles Show by the idiot left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and learn something, Snowflake.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide, plus what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get to realenhancement.com.
It should with Doc, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2 equals perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at West Bow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-471-9742. That's 800-471-9742. Again, 800-471-9742.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Time for the holidays for today. Yes, the wonderful holidays for today, September number 19, are thus. There's only a few of them today. It is International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Nope, not gonna do it. I am not gonna try to talk like a pirate. Yeah, it's terrible. All these people run around trying to sound like pirates, and most people can't. No. Nope. I'm not going to do that. If you want to participate and talk like a pirate day, go right. You know they're trying to do that online. It doesn't read that way. Sorry. I suppose you could try to talk like Johnny Depp's character in, you know, the Pirates of the Caribbean. Sorry, not participating. But go ahead if you want to. I don't want to be a downer on your parade or rain shower or anything. So it's International Talk Like a Pirate Day. It is also National School Backpack Awareness Day. Now, I know people are thinking, what? It's a backpack. Well, there is a problem with because children don't often wear a backpack properly. And believe it or not, they put in stuff, books and other stuff that makes backpacks very heavy. And if it's not worn properly, it puts a lot of stress on a child's back, especially the lower back. So it's National School Backpack Awareness Day. Also, you know, well, if you've got a clear backpack, do they still have, are they doing those down in Marjorie Stoneham Douglas? They're all clear backpacks now? Still? I don't know. I have to check on that. It's also National Woman Road Warrior Day. This is dedicated to all women who have to travel for business. Yeah, just so you're a female road warrior if you travel for business at all. And then, of course, there is Yom Kippur, or Day of Atonement, which starts the 10th of Tishri, actually, on the Hebrew calendar, and that is today. So Yom Kippur starts today. And finally, it is National Butterscotch Pudding Day. I'm not a fan of butterscotch. I'm just not. I like the hard candy butterscotch, but pudding, nah, not so much. There are a lot of different pudding concoctions, including using butterscotch and Jack Daniels for the liquid component, part of the liquid component, in a butterscotch pudding. So those are your holidays for today. Now, without sounding like a pirate, go and celebrate responsibly. Texas. Down in Texas, there is another defeat. Well, this is good because it's coming out of Texas. But there is another defeat for that massive blue wave. Flores defeats Gallego, Gallego, in State District 19 in Texas. Voters elected political newcomer Pete Flores to Texas Senate on Tuesday, flipping a Democratic district red for the first time in 139 years and bolstering Republicans' supermajority in the chamber ahead of the November elections. A retired game warden, Flores defeated former state and U.S. Representative Pete Gallego for the Senate District 19 seat after receiving backing from some of the state's most prominent politicians, including Governor Greg Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and U.S. Senators John Cronin and Ted Cruz. And so he flips a seat that's been Democrat for 139 years. There have been Democrats in Texas for 139? Well, of course, there have been. People oftentimes forget that Texas was part of the South during the Civil War. But over the years, Texas has become a very solidly red state. But there are still a few holdouts down there. Now, we conservatives are conservative in the way we make approaches. The gunfight's not over until the last shot is fired, Flores told the... That sounds very much like a Texan. Gunfight's not over till the last shot's fired, friend. That's when it's over. Now, according to the Secretary of State in Texas, the Texas Secretary of State's website, Flores won with 53% of the vote to Gallego's 47%, with nearly 45,000 ballots cast. That's a good amount. Now, Flores and Gallego competed in Tuesday's runoff after emerging from an 8-candidate field in the first and second place, respectively, in July's special election to replace former Senator Carlos Uresti. The longtime lawmaker vacated his seat back in June after being convicted, obviously a Democrat, because it's been Democrat, it's been blue for 139 years. He was convicted back in June of 11 felony charges. I don't live in Texas, so I don't know all the nuances and everything that's going on down there in Texas. But he won 53-47%. So that's a big win, actually. You know, 5-point spread is big in a state. By the way,